You're listening to DVD Talk Radio.
The audio commentaries, you did one with Ian.
Wow, we have a band.
And was that done before he found out that he was not going to be part of the show? Or do you
remember? I don't know. I think it was towards the end of the season.
Yeah, really? Okay.
And we knew for some time before who it was, so I can't remember when exactly we did that.
Okay. Also, your upcoming film part in the fall, was that related to your being on Lost? Did that help you in the cast?
Oh, I'm sure it did.
Okay.
It's a great thing to have such an amazing launch pad and way to show your work. So certainly, I'm sure that played a part.
Have you had any time with us busy? Have you been for a personal life at all? Do you like, or do you just work?
It depends on the time, but yeah, when I was shooting both, that was a bit, that was pretty much just work and sleep, and I became the scary cat lady in my hotel in Canada, and just,
devoid of human contact.
Yeah, just ate a lot of cereal by myself and hung out with my cat in the very little time between sleep and work, so.
Do you have much creative input into the direction of your characters?
We certainly have an open line of communication with the writers and producers, which we appreciate very much. They still have ultimate control, but they're definitely open to our thoughts and suggestions and ideas that we have.
What TV shows do you like to watch?
I like Deadwood a lot, and weird little PBS stuff like. There's a reality show where they send people to live in this English manor house. Stuff like that. Stuff that you're just channel flipping and you're like, wow, there's a show about this? So, big Deadwood fan though.
You've been listening to DVD Talk Radio. Find DVD Talk Radio online at dvdtalkradio.com.